My name is Fraser Anderson and I'm a furniture artisan specialising in the production of Orkney chairs. Well, in Orkney, being at the north of Scotland, it's very exposed. There's only one parish in Orkney you can't see the sea from, so there's no trees, so you can imagine it's very windy. So they would have a straw-backed chair, and then this was to keep the warmth in and the cold drafts out. The strawbacks are a local material. It's white oat straw, which grows particularly well with wet, windy conditions, so it's good for Orkney. Nowadays, it's purely just grown for the chair backs, and the same straw that I'm using nowadays is the straw that David Kirkness used back then. The first row's nailed onto the frame, and then it's built up row by row all the way to the top. It's really a continuous rope, and you take the needle, which is a big 5-inch sacking needle, you put it straight into the centre of the previous row, and you just loop it over the top, and that's one stitch done. And you go all the way to the side, and it's all done by look of the eye, the same way that they made them hundreds and hundreds of years ago, which is with no templates or jigs. When I first started, it was very hard on the hands. It used to be wrapped up in tape and things. A lot of people say to wear a glove, but you can't get the right feel for the back if you wear a glove. So it just means that you have hands like leather. The chairs themselves are very crisp to sit in to start with, as in they're sharp on the back. But the more you sit in it, the more comfortable it gets. Therefore, it goes with your own body temperature. An Orkney chair is passed from generation to generation. And traditionally, some people said the drawer was for the Bible, some said it was for the bottle of whiskey, and some both.